Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
And it's John Cook here with you this evening. 51551 if you want to get in touch with us, because you might have been out and about shopping in towns right across the country. I hope you're shopping local, by the way. Please do support your local businesses. But footfall, we're told, is down in Dublin City this year, and businesses so are hoping for a big boost this last weekend before Christmas. So for Drive Time, Emer McCauley has been out and about doing a bit of my shopping. Emer, were you as well as your own, or are you all sorted?
I'm actually a last minute-er, so it will probably be Christmas Eve with me, unfortunately, but there were lots of people out today getting ahead of it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I like to hear that because it means I'm not the only one that's not organised yet, and we will shop local. We will go and support those shops. Describe the scenes to me in town. So where'd you go and what's the atmosphere like this evening?
Oh, it's buzzing. I was out on Camden Street and then down on Grafton Street and over on the north side a little bit. There's loads of people out and about, plenty of buskers. So there's a really nice atmosphere with the Christmas lights and everything in the town. But we are actually hearing that though the streets look full, footfall is down in Dublin City this year. And I spoke to Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town, about some of the reasons behind that.
We do monitor footfall in the city, and that showing is that footfall is probably down about 3%, maybe 4%. We're hoping to pick up some of that over the course of this weekend. So, you know, our footfall for the month of December is likely to be behind last year's. And we've also noted that in the last year, there's been another significant increase in the number of Dubliners who are shopping online. So we're back at the height of the pandemic level. So we're back to 2021 levels in terms of online shopping. Again, in our research, we're finding that more people are visiting the city to browse shops. So, you know, having a look at what's available and then shopping online subsequently. We would encourage, obviously, shoppers to purchase directly from shops. You know, the shops won't be there if people don't purchase directly from the shops. And obviously, with the issues around Holyhead and availability of online purchasing, you know, we certainly would encourage people this weekend to shop in bricks and mortar stores. It's good for our towns and cities, and you can be assured that you're going to go home with your goods. So that's something that, you know, I think people should bear in mind.
And just from speaking to retailers, are you hearing anything about shoplifting levels?
Look, shoplifting has been an issue. Interestingly, I think it's an issue internationally. We're picking it up from colleagues across the world, but certainly in Dublin, it has been a very significant issue over the course of the year. You know, we would obviously encourage people to visit the city. You know, safety concerns is something that are raised. It's really important that the Taoiseach's task force for Dublin, the recommendations of that are implemented. There's a lot of work that's gone into that in understanding why people don't feel safe, as safe as we would like them to feel. But having said that, you know, we generally get very positive feedback. Christmas, people like the lights, they like the atmosphere. Certainly with one weekend to go to Christmas, we'd be encouraging people to come and visit us.
Richard Guiney there, the CEO of Dublin Town. And it's interesting where he's talking about people browsing as opposed to buying, maybe going home for the ideas for the online shopping. I don't know if you saw the shops themselves actually being busy, or you went in to have a chat to some of the shopkeepers themselves.
Well, that's the thing. The streets are busy, but some of the smaller shops are saying that people are kind of window shopping and then going home and ordering online. It's interesting, when I was talking to Richard earlier, he said that big retailers are taking a bigger hit than smaller retailers. And some of the shop owners felt that people are actually spending their money at this time of year more so on eating out, drinks, meeting people, rather than shopping for themselves or others in the same way that they would have before. So yeah, they're definitely seeing a shift in kind of consumer behaviour. Here's what some of them had to tell me.
We usually sell specific products from Spain, so it's like called gourmet shop. Also, we have lovely coffee and pastries.
Is Christmas an important time of the year for you?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like that, but sometimes this year, little less than last year, actually.
At first.
Is it a busy time of year for you?
Usually, yes. It is a lot quieter than it usually is. I think people are like online shopping a lot more.
So people are very well aware of the deals and stuff they can get in the city. It's just finding parking sometimes can be tricky. And then the cost of parking, they have to allocate the time of driving in, finding parking. I think that might be a little bit of a deterrent for people. But we do have a good few customers that will come from the north for the day. And they'll just say, look, we're coming to do a little bit of shopping, get a few bits and pieces while we're in the city. So it's nice to kind of see people are still kind of coming from other areas.
My name is Niall. I'm a store manager of Trespass here on Trinity Street. And so how's the Christmas season going for you so far?
Overall, it's very slow compared to last year. We are way down on last year. Because of the type of store we are, we're heavily dependent on the weather. And it's unseasonably very mild. So it's going to impact us quite significantly. We rely on cold, wet weather. We're very dependent on that. And it just hasn't really been like that. The weather's just too mild at the moment. So, and I just think that people who are spending, they're spending their money differently on things like maybe travelling, going abroad, and luxury goods. There's still plenty of people around, but they're just doing other things with their money.
And it sounds like the shoppers or the shopkeepers are banking on the last minute boost this evening or over the next few days. There's still time yet, or I'm telling myself that for you and me anyway, Eimear, we'll get the shopping done. Did you meet many shoppers who were organised, or what are they saying to you?
Lots of people were trying to be organised. One woman was literally going through a list as she was speaking to me, hoping to get it done today. And there were some people who were saying, I'm going to leave it to Christmas Eve. I enjoy the thrill of the last minute shop.
Maybe I like the misery, isn't that it?
Yeah, some thrill seekers out there. And one woman actually told me that she sees shops as showrooms and then she goes home and orders online, which is worrying when you think about how our shops depend on that business. So here's some more from the shoppers that I met out and about on the streets today.
I have mine done, two of yours done?
Yeah, pretty much most of them.
Do you shop online or do you go into the city centre?
Online. I find it much easier just to do it online, and then obviously like the palaver of coming into the city centre, trying to park, buses take forever, so it's just overall easier.
Do you think it's gotten harder to get into the city centre over the years?
Yeah, definitely. And there's less here. We weren't talking about this earlier. There's less kind of to do. Like, you come in, there's only so many shops. You almost use them like to go and kind of look at clothes and then you order them online.
Because you don't want to carry it. You're kind of like, oh, I'd like that, but sure, I can get it delivered to my house so I don't have to carry it around with me for the day.
Yeah.
Tell me, is there one gift that when you open it, you don't like to receive? You think, God, I don't need another one of those.
Candles from anyone else, because you know, like the horrible smell of like Yankee candles or those really strong ones, like they're absolutely disgusting in your home.
What's your favourite thing to get?
Jewellery.
Her husband does a last minute dash every Christmas.
Because you keep it then, and it's always from that person, yeah, so it means something. Like those earrings you bought me, and I love them, and every time I wear them, I think about you.
What's your name?
My name, Tina.
Tina, how long have you been selling flowers here?
All my life, love. My mother and whole mother, yeah.
You must get in special bouquets for Christmas.
Ah, yeah, all the birdies. It's the busiest. A lot of people think it's Valentine's or Mother's Day. It's not. It's Christmas.
And do you get any panicked shoppers in at the last minute?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Especially men. Typical, as you know. And where will they get this and where would they go to get that? I'd advise anybody, so don't leave it till Christmas Eve. Do it a few days before, even.
But if they do leave it to Christmas Eve, you'll be here.
Oh, yeah, of course we will. We'll be here.
Actually, checking off on my notes app on my phone here what I've done. So I'm pretty done. Yeah, just have a couple of bits left to do, but quite low key. So
you're out on Grafton Street. Are you an in-person shopper rather than online?
Bit of both. Definitely with him now, because he's a bit older, we can take him out a bit more. The last couple of years, everything was delivered online. Like, I'm on a first name, you know, phone number basis with all the DPD drivers and the courier drivers where we're from.
Now, some shoppers out there out and about in Dublin. Thanks to Eimear McCauley there for joining the rush with them. There's still time for us all. And advice coming up later on in the programme as well from Ireland's Competition and Consumer Protection Commission about the last minute shopping, your consumer rights, etc. Back very shortly.